Hello?
Hello? Hi, I'm from Opinion Research. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. We're only conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to get your opinion. It shouldn't take more than 5 minutes, so appreciate your time. All right, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, sir? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Yeah, is my information protected? Is you not selling to anybody? It's not for political gain.
Absolutely not. And we're not even going to ask personal questions like your name, your email, none of that.
Okay, let's go ahead.
It's all confidential. So, yeah, the question says, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Trump.
Trump, okay. Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or you're not affiliated with any party?
No, I'm Republican.
Republican, okay, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Just under 2 years at a community college.
College, okay. So college, all right. What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian, Asian American, White, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Caucasian. White.
All right. Okay, what is your age? I can give you a list if you feel more comfortable that way.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, between 18 and 35, between 36 and 45, between 46 and 55, between 55 and 60,
46
and 55.
Yeah.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your state representative focus on most to help you and your family? Here's the list. Property insurance costs, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, growth and overdevelopment, healthcare, taxes, illegal immigration, the environment, K-12 education, or abortion.
Do I choose more than one or just one?
Well, we know all of them are important, but the most important one.
Yeah, for me it would be, I guess, inflation, rent inflation.
All right, gotcha. If the general election for Florida state legislature were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely, probably, or leans lightly for the Democratic candidate, or definitely, probably, or leans lightly for the Republican candidate?
Definitely for the Republican candidate.
Definitely Republican. Thank you very much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Completely approved.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Thank you. Below is a list of some public officials in your community that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can tell me that as well. We're starting with Sabina Cobo.
Sabina Cobo.
Sabina Cobo.
Yeah, I think I've heard of her, but I don't have an opinion. I'm not going to put an opinion
okay.
on that.
Not enough to have an opinion, I understand. Next one is Vicky Lopez.
Say the name again?
Vicky Lopez.
No opinion on that one either.
No opinion, all right. We're almost going to be done. I appreciate your patience. Quickly moving on. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Definitely voting. All right. And if the election for Florida State House of Representatives were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sabina Cobo, the Democratic candidate, or Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
Vicky Lopez.
Okay. would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
Yeah, definitely voting.
Okay. You're now going to be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Okay. All right. Well, that concludes our survey, actually. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great rest of your day, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.